ABC Radio Australia.
One of Australia and Fiji's most celebrated rugby league champions has said that the game has finally found its missing link in Fiji. Last week, the Australian government announced that it'll be pledging financial support for a team from Fiji to play in the New South Wales Rugby League, which is just one step below the NRL. Now, it follows hot on the heels of the PNG Hunters' success in the Queensland Rugby League's top competition, where they took home the winner's title in 2017, just 3 years after joining that competition. For more on this, I'm joined by Pacific Beat reporter Nick Fogarty. Nick, what does this announcement mean for rugby league in Fiji?
Well, it's been greeted with enormous excitement in Fiji, and rugby league insiders see it as a real boost for a game which really comes third in the rugby pecking order there after rugby sevens and rugby union. It's not entirely out of the blue, as they'd actually tried to enter the competition for 2019 but fell short because they couldn't make a financial guarantee. But now, of course, Australia is confirming their support for it financially. It means the proposed Fiji team will enter the competition in 2020, and there'll also be NRL trial matches for 3 years starting next year, which will involve players and coaches spending a few days in the country and running community programs. I spoke to Fijian-born Australian rugby league legend Petro Sivanisiva, who's leading the team that organised the bid, and he told me it's sure to provide a massive boost to rugby league in Fiji.
Oh, for no doubt. I mean, look, I think obviously the talent pool here is amazing. And, you know, you can just travel around Suva or Nandi and look at every spare bit of land, and there's a game of touch football going on, that's for sure. And rugby is in the blood here, and obviously rugby union and sevens rugby is king. But, you know, rugby league is certainly gaining in popularity, and obviously for any young kid turning on a TV in any village in Fiji and seeing, you know, an NRL game live, you know, and then seeing, you know, Fijian faces competing, certainly, you know, huge motivating factor. To see, you know, the growth of the game here in Fiji over the last few years has just been absolutely enormous. So being able to have a team now playing in an Australian competition like this is going to be a wonderful thing for our young players to aspire to, and hopefully, you know, discovering, you know, the next NRL superstar coming from Fiji.
Sure, there are many of them there playing rugby at the moment in Fiji. That is, of course, the Fiji-born Australian rugby league legend Petro Sivanisiva. Nick, as we've mentioned, the PNG Hunters have certainly had a fair bit of success since their entry into the Australian rugby league a few years ago. Did the Fijian bid team say that they took any inspiration from that?
Yes, it seems like that's definitely been a model that the Fijian bid team followed, and they've been encouraged by that. Here's Petro Sivanisiva again with his thoughts on that.
Obviously, being in the competition only 4 years, I think, and they've already won the premiership. So it's a wonderful motivating factor for us. You know, if we can emulate what they've done, certainly we can get that sort of success as well. So as far as other Pacific nations, I don't think so. I think at the moment it's PNG first and foremost, but we'd like to follow in their footsteps. And hopefully, you know, that might even mean, you know, a team popping up from Samoa or Tonga down the track as well. So it's inevitable. And obviously the love for rugby league is there in our specific nations. And it's definitely, as I said, a step in the right direction for the growth of rugby league in the region.
That's rugby league legend Petro Sivanisiva there. And it was also interesting to note Scott Morrison's response when he was asked in Fiji about the possibility of a Pacific team even entering the NRL in the future. Here's some of what he had to say.
Today, as you know, I announced that we'll be facilitating the pathway of a Fijian team into the Intrust New South Wales Rugby League. And that obviously provides opportunities down the track, not only for potentially something like that. I mean, that's a matter for the NRL at the end of the day. The Australian government doesn't run the NRL. From time to time, I'd like to. But that is something that is beyond the responsibilities of the Prime Minister. The NRL does tremendous work in the Pacific. That's why they're an important partner in our Step Up program. I mean, the PM's 13 match this year up in Port Moresby carried the message about opposing domestic violence. Sport is such a powerful tool to address important messages like that, whether it's in Australia or PNG or indeed here in Fiji. And so the NRL, netball, rugby, all of these different sports have a key role to play in our step-up arrangements here in the Pacific.
That's the Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison there, and we'll be following that Fijian team as its introduction into the Australian League draws closer.